My name is Kate Okerstrom, and I'm a seventh grader at the Bush School. And I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Moorhen, in which children are disappearing from a small town. And one child, May, accidentally discovers why. A group of pilgrims made their way through an unknown land, looking for new territories to settle. They had been moving for months. The going wasn't easy, as it was untamed and unexplored territory that they trekked through. However, after many months, they finally found something worth claiming. "Look! Oh, look!" they cried to each other, for beneath them was a marsh-filled prairie, located next to a swamp that stretched for miles. It was breathtaking. After some small exploration, the swamp soon proved to be full of edible plants and mineral-rich soil, so some of the settlers decided to stay. For a while, they were content with their untamed marshland. But as the population of the settling grew, more houses were needed, and they cut deeper and deeper into the swamp. The development of the town was going smoothly, that is, until one of the villagers' daughters disappeared. Efforts to find the girl were made, but never successful. These disappearances continued to happen, children getting snatched up in the moonlight. Almost a decade later, the small town, now named Moorhen, still had no idea what was happening. Children were still vanishing, and the people were still afraid. One day, a strange woman rode into Moorhen upon a mule, led by a young boy. The square fell silent as she lowered her hood and scanned the town with bird-like observation. After a moment, she jumped off of the mule and made her way to the inn, the boy trailing behind her. It was clear she intended to stay. In a small town such as Moorhen, news travels fast, and everyone wanted to find out who this woman was. It was soon discovered, through gossip and rumors, that her name was Ethlyn. She was an herbalist, and she was training an apprentice, Horace, to become the same. The townspeople were quite surprised as the baker's son came down with measles, and she offered to cure him in exchange for only a few rolls. Even more surprising was the sight of him quite healthy a few days later. Soon, many people came to Ethlyn for help, and she was content to oblige. Some people speculated that her medical skills came from dark magic, but as she continued to help, that idea was forgotten. Well, almost forgotten. One mother, a superstitious sort, refused any of Ethlyn's services, even when one of her children caught a cold. "But mother," pleaded May, the youngest of the woman's children, "Benton will get much better if we let Miss Ethlyn help." "Absolutely not," said her mother. "She's a practitioner of dark magic. Benton will do fine on his own." May sulked for the entire day, frustrated at her mother's delusions. But soon, a plan formulated in her head. She got to thinking that if her mother would not buy Ethlyn's services, that she would just take some herbs from Ethlyn herself. "I've had to before," thought May. "It shan't be much of a problem to steal again."